Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Polling concluded peacefully for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. Over 59% voter turnout was recorded till 3 p.m. 43 constituencies spread over 15 districts went to polls in this phase. Polling concluded at 5 p.m. except at 950 sensitive booths in 31 constituencies, where voting concluded at 4 p.m. 683 candidates, including 73 women, are in the fray in this phase. Voting was also held today for the by-elections in 31 assembly constituencies across 10 states and Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala. These included 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 in Bihar, 3 seats in Karnataka, and 2 in Madhya Pradesh. Besides these, assembly by-polls also took place for 1 seat each in Kerala, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, and Meghalaya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today dedicated 18 Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Kendras at various railway stations across the country. Mr. Modi inaugurated these Kendras through video conferencing from Darbhanga in Bihar, along with other developmental projects worth over 12,000 crore rupees. These Kendras will ensure availability of affordable medicines at railway stations for the passengers. Speaking on this occasion, the Prime Minister said his government's main focus is on holistic health services in the country. Mr. Modi said we have 5 focus points, including prevention from diseases, affordable screening of ailments, use of technology in treatment, and providing best healthcare services for the well-being of the common man. President Draupadi Murmu has said that development of tourism not only helps promote our heritage, but also creates a large employment opportunity for the youth. The president, who is on a 3-day visit to the Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu, inaugurated various development projects in the Union Territory, including Sports Arena and Jhanda Chowk School and Game Zone Phase 2 today. Addressing the gathering, the President lauded the efforts of Union Territory of Daman and Diu and Dadra Nagar Haveli administration in tourism, education and industrial development of the region. The President also stressed on the development of villages to achieve the vision of a developed India. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today met with Politburo member of the Communist Party of Vietnam and President of Ho Chi Minh National Academy of Politics, Dr. Nguyen Xuan Thanh, in New Delhi. During the meeting, both leaders discussed various issues of mutual interest, including the role of emerging technologies for further strengthening the comprehensive strategic partnership between India and Vietnam. The Supreme Court of India has ruled the executive cannot act as the judiciary in determining the guilt of individuals by demolishing their properties. In a significant judgment on pleas challenging the bulldozer action by authorities against accused individuals, the court stated that any demolition without proper authorization would be considered arbitrary. Emphasizing the rule of law as the foundation of democratic governance, the court underscored that the guilt of an accused cannot be presumed and arbitrary demolitions violate the principle of separation of powers. A 2-judge bench has also issued pan-India guidelines to prevent unauthorized demolition of properties. In Jammu and Kashmir, an encounter broke out between terrorists and security forces in Sutsuna Behibagh area in South Kashmir's Kulgam district this afternoon. A senior police official told AIR that a joint team of security forces launched a cordon and search operation based on specific inputs about the presence of terrorists in the area. He said that as they approached the suspected spot, the hiding terrorists opened indiscriminate fire, triggering a gunfight. There has been no report of any casualty on either side so far. The operation is still underway when reports last came in. In badminton, India's 2-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu has advanced to the women's singles pre-quarterfinals of the Kumamoto Masters Japan 2024 tournament. She defeated Thailand's Busanan Ongbam Prungphan 21-12, 21-8 in the opening round in just 38 minutes today. However, Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen lost to Liang Yun Hao of Malaysia in the first round of the men's singles. And that is the end of this news bulletin.